Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I just learned something else, Jay.
Yes.
From the moldy oldy reference, you asked me about a word amongst. Versus among, and I just got something from James. So we're all here together learning. It's a good thing. The Good Day program Friday is upon us. Last Friday of September. Goodbye, September. See you later.
Deuces.
The 30, yeah, tomorrow is 1st of October. We'll have Oktoberfest. Actually, you know, Oktoberfest is celebrated in September. I never understood that. Why do they have Oktoberfest in September? Right?
That is interesting.
Yeah. That's kind of silly. Why don't they call it Septemberfest then?
One would think.
October, yeah, exactly. All right, well, we have lots to think about, as usual, as we plow into Friday. We were talking about words and things, what they mean. What was it? James just had some, what was the word you were looking for? I got amongst in my head.
He's a drip.
He doesn't know what the reference is to being called a drip, which is something that does go back a few years, a few decades probably. If you were a drip, this is something that I think was made prominently, or it was used prominently by one of the people, Dobie Gillis, I think, used it. And you probably don't even know who Dobie Gillis is, so probably should.
Nope.
Well, what's funny is you both use the same word in different ways, and neither one of you realized what the other was saying. It was amazing being a fly on that conversation.
Well, that's the difference, the linguistical differences
in
generations. Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's a phrase I would like you to tell me about if, in fact, you know what virtue signaling is. I would like to have a... it doesn't have to be a long conversation, but it's something that's being expressed more and more, the use of that phrase and the meaning or the definition of it, the history of it. Do you know what it means to be a virtual signaler, Jay?
Well, virtue is someone's good character, so I'm assuming it has something to do with that.
But you haven't heard the expression.
Highlighting somebody's good character?
I never heard the expression either until yesterday. My physical therapist we were talking about virtue signaling, and she talked like, as if I knew what she was talking about, and I didn't know what she was talking about. So we had a conversation.
It's like bragging on other people?
Well, no, it's sort of like when you put a sign on your lawn, Black Lives Matter. Okay, you're telling the world that I think Black Lives Matter. You can think Black Lives Matter without having to put a sign on your lawn. Or perhaps the support for Ukraine. You got the signs, the blue and the yellow signs you put on your front lawn, right? That's, you tell people that you have virtue. I'm proud of my stance on the conflict with Ukraine. It's telling people that you are somebody that you are, but you don't have to tell. Well, if you tell, what do you suppose that signals if you put those signs on your lawn? I don't say it's bad. It's very interesting because there's sort of a compounding of things. A lot of social media people using social media would be using the same sort of virtue signaling as well. Sometimes, you know, it might have something to do with politics, might have something to do with, like, climate change matters or something along that line. Do you know what I mean? It's something that started on The Guardian back in 2004. The British newspaper fellow writing for The Guardian, James Bartholomew, claimed to have originated the term in an article that he used, and one then sees one usage in one phrase, in one sentence, in one paragraph, in one story, and look at how now it is something that is used a lot. So I looked into the psychology of this. Merriam-Webster described it as humble brag. Virtue signaling and humble brag are the same thing. Glory, self-glorifying online behavior. It's one definition, whether it's, you know, whatever.
Interesting. I would not have paired the two.
Mm-hmm. Voice signaling, according to a psychologist, has been used variously to refer either to showing you're tough, you're hard-headed, you deal in uncomfortable truths, or you live in the real world. So I wonder about that. But that's certainly, all this is so open to interpretation. I find it very interesting. But the advent of social media and what that has done to us. I was thinking about examples of virtue. So now people will be using this or thinking about it, and that's okay.
Yeah.
When you go online, or like the earthquakes that happen, or the hurricane now, mm-hmm. you know, you can go online. I support the victims of the hurricane. A friend of mine just sent me a note, said his home down on the west coast of Florida near Fort Myers was completely destroyed by the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so people would, you know, perhaps be supportive of him. Let's see here. Here's another. There's a certain hypocrisy that is attached sometimes to the use of virtue signaling. It looks like, according to one definition, conspicuous conservatism. Some people think that if you are a Trump supporter, you put Trump signs on your lawn, you are signaling the virtue of Donald Trump or supporting the people who support him.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a lot of Trump signs all over the place, right? I see.
Yeah. There's also a lot of against signs. Like, I've seen some anti-Trump signs, and it's just one of those things of speak out for what you're for. Stop with the whole what you're against. So if you're anti-Trump, well, who are you for? Like, get one of those signs. I did see a sign recently that said, I just wanted a sign. I thought that was brilliant.
That is good. That's a way to cap the conversation right there. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. People are so... people are just funny. Funny, funny, funny. Okay, let's see here. On the good news front, Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run, and now he's tied with Roger Maris' record. And he gave the, this is so sweet, he gave the ball to his mom.
Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
this whole thing is astounding. Tied the 61st home run in a single season.
30 years old.
61
boo,
years
after. Boo. Right,
61 years after the original record, which happened in 61. Mm-hmm. And his mom, Aaron Judge's mom, was sitting with Roger Maris' son when they celebrated it. And when Aaron Judge hit that home run, the mom and Roger Maris' son, celebrated together. Like, it's just one of those kind of almost a little bit of a full circle thing. But 61st home run in a single season, 61 years after the previous one that happened in 1961. That's a lot of 61.
And last week he tied Babe Ruth's record.
Yeah.
That was 95 years ago that took place. Well, so there's a certain amount of thing. You know, we've been talking off and on about Mercury being in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens during a retrograde oftentimes is not too cool. Like, I got a story that occurred to me. I have my sister and I were talking about this yesterday, because she comes to my house and she puts the window down in the car as I'm coming out of the house, and she screams at me, "Is Mercury in retrograde?" Because she had lost something. A lot of people have been losing things, including me. I lost I took Daisy out for a quick walk, and I put some important papers and my iPhone on the back bumper of my truck. So I take Daisy out for a walk, and then I come back and put Daisy in the truck, jump in the truck, and drive off. So I go down the street to one of the farms where I'm involved in a project. I go in, and then I think I'm driving out because I've accomplished what I need to accomplish. And I'm back, and I'm looking for this book that I have that I usually throw on the dash of the truck, the dashboard. I can't find anything. Oh, my God, what did I do? So I'm back in my mind, what did I do with it? And I remember leaving it on the bumper of the truck. Oh, no!
Oh, no!
So I get out of the truck. The book is still on the bumper of the truck when I drive into my driveway. But the envelope that had a little extra ordinary cash in it and my iPhone, nowhere to be seen.
What are the chances of that?
Well, what are the chances of me being able to find it? Never mind the fact that it happened. So the guys from the farm had come down to do some work, and I said, come on, let's go look for this. So we drive up the road to the first intersection. There's an envelope in the road. And I get out of the truck, and this has been 15, 20 minutes since I did it. And it's sitting in the road. Nobody'd run over it. Nobody'd pay any attention. It looks like a piece of paper in the road. Little did folks know that there was cash in it. So, and then I went back to the house because I couldn't find my iPhone. And Mary, who runs the farm, said, have you got a phone finder? I said, I don't know. I got a phone finder. I don't have a phone finder. So she says, where's your iPad? Don't you have an iPad? I said, yep. So we got the iPad out and opened it up, and Siri came on, and I said, Siri, find my phone. The first time I've ever used Siri. So this comes up on the screen. There's a dot, dot, dot as to where we are, and then there's a blue circle where the phone is, and it's basically in the same place when in the weeds where the money had fallen off of the back of the bumper of the truck. So,
wow.
And so then I started talking about this with some other people. Yeah, I lost this or I lost that. So those of you who are listening to the story, if you have lost things in the last couple of weeks, because Mercury comes out next week, but it's been in for a couple of weeks, that's been going on. People losing things right and left. And then the good news is that they are able, they're finding the stuff. So or most of the time, but if you haven't found it, then maybe I've given you a couple of ideas about how to go back and search for it. Sometimes the stuff's important, sometimes it's sentimental, but whatever it is, it's probably there somewhere, wherever there is. But, yeah, if you don't believe in Mercury or the influence of the stars or astrology, okay, that's fine, that's up to you, but when you put all of the pieces of pies like this together, and you think, okay, it happened. There's a certain amount of luck, I suppose, involved in it, but whatever it is, maybe the catchphrase here is, don't give up. 18 after.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Sables has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Sables has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Sables associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockton.
The findings from this large-scale prospective cohort study suggest a potential direct association between higher artificial sweetener consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. September 30th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. We are ready, willing, and able to bring you some celebrity gossip. The social media is loaded up with a focus on Kylie Jenner and the name Wolf for the son. So what is Wolf all about? And is it the right name? And how do you feel about that, Kylie? Get to that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So here's one of those things. You can almost say, who cares? And then after that, a lot of people apparently answer.
And this is one of the things. When it comes to the Kardashians, you either love them or you hate them. You care or you don't.
I don't care.
This story specifically, regardless of it being a Kylie Jenner, it's actually really identifiable with a lot of people when it comes to naming their baby. And if they don't know the name of what they want to name their baby, there's a lot of pressure before they leave the hospital, because then the baby will be registered without a name or social security number, which you can still do the paperwork after the fact and then file it. And some people have decided not to name their babies, but before they leave the hospital because they just didn't know. Other people name their child something and then later go back and change it. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who picked out a name for her daughter, had everything monogrammed and stuff when she was still pregnant, and as soon as she had her, realized she wanted to change the name, so they had like all this work they had to go back and redo.
I've not heard of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, people it's one of those things that's actually becoming more and more. I have a cousin who was one name when she was born, and like 2 weeks later, her mom changed her name. So with Kylie Jenner, she felt the pressure of hurrying up, naming her baby. One of her sisters was like, how about Wolf? And she liked the WW thing because the last name is Webster.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she signed the paperwork, she was kind of like, what did I just do? Mm-hmm. And they kind of circled to a different name, but they never really registered it because apparently, I'm totally blanking on her name, his name now, Travis Scott, keeps coming back to a different name, and she's like, we can't keep changing the name. So they've never filed to change the name, and she's kind of like, at this point, we might just wait till he can talk and let him name himself.
There you go. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, specializing in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly can help you out. Professional parts people there test your battery. Doesn't cost you anything. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right one. Superstart batteries built to handle even the toughest conditions. So stop by your O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and figure it out, or go online to O'ReillyAuto.com. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Well, boys will be boys. A key part of any puppy's early socialization is play fighting. Watch a litter of puppies and you'll observe them chasing, pouncing on each other during mock battles. These bouts serve as sort of a basic training, sharpening the puppy's predatory skills. During such play fights, you may even observe them baring their teeth or nipping at their litter mates while growling and yelping. While it's always prudent to supervise these fighting furballs, such mock battles generally sound a lot worse than they actually are. You might say their barks are a great deal worse than their bites. In fact, after the battle has ended, you may find the little warriors snuggled together for a much-needed nap, whisker to whisker. Now, very often, we as people get involved too soon. I always tell people, if they have two puppies or two dogs and they're kind of fighting with each other in the background, watch them carefully to make sure it's not real aggression. But very often, it sounds like the Armageddon, but they're just letting out stress and anxiety, just like two kids wrestling on the front lawn. Watch carefully, take action if necessary, but let them work it out on their own. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After leaving a path of destruction across Florida, Ian strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane around 5 p.m. Thursday on its way towards Georgia and the Carolinas. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, the storm was about 185 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
You had Coast Guard assets. You had urban search and rescue teams. We've had the National Guard out assisting people. There have been more than 700 confirmed rescues, and there's likely many more than that that will be confirmed as more data comes in.
The Senate approved legislation to keep the federal government operating until mid-December, as well as shelling out more money for Ukraine. The legislation, which passed 72-25, will prevent a partial government shutdown at midnight. Thursday night football last night, Cincinnati defeated Miami 27-15. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's the story of a grandmother who is raising her late son's children, who is working toward making drunk drivers pay child support.
They should.
Kids. Cecilia Williams lost her son, his fiance, and her grandson to a crash police say was caused by a drunk driver.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
About 34 at the hour, this is the place you'll find the International Fight Against Truth Decay to be headquartered. That would be the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dugger here and Jay Kirshner with talk about things that matter. Hopefully all these things, some of them will matter more to you than others. But I will tell you one thing that matters: without the folks at Progressive and some of the other sponsors, we got nothing. That's squat. So you'll be happy to know that Progressive is helping our cause out here. Progressive insurance for motorcycles and boats and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. How many people are still going? I suppose, yeah, you can still be out. Well, it depends on where you are in the country. Some people, other than the usual boat activity off the coast of Florida that might have taken place not much this past week, but yeah, it's nice to be down there, or maybe along the coast of of the southern coast, the Baja of California, anyway, all those places. You got a boat, you want to check out progressivecommercial.com. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com or progressive commercial. Okay, some good news here. A woman injured this week by a cougar while trail running with a friend in Utah. According to the Utah Division of Wildlife, the attack that took place between the cougar and the lady left claw wounds. So it was that close an encounter. Unga bunga. Mm-hmm. She turned the corner on a trail. She and her friend came across this cougar just standing there. Cougars and mountain lions, the same thing. The woman tried to back away. I think that shows some smarts on her part. She slipped, though, and fell down. The lion came into her purview and actually struck out and put some, the claw left a couple of puncture wounds in her right leg. So how do you tell that story to your friends? And, you know, you've survived, obviously. So did they startle? Is that what went on? Sometimes, you know, you come across an animal like that, they're just as scared as you are.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then I'm sure when she fell, that was a sudden movement, and that triggered it to attack as well.
Right. So anyway, the folks in Utah came to the rescue, and the woman is in stable condition. Injuries not life-threatening. But can you imagine what's in your head now when you've seen something like that? And are there signs up, you know, as a precaution, danger, cougars around, or look out for the wildlife, or look out for the lion, whatever. Yeah, there's so many warning signs of danger. The government puts up, it's like OSHA, right? There should be an OSHA for the trails. So that you. But the, again, if you're in a place like that, this is a wildlife refuge. Hello, duh. What do you think is going to be there? If it's native habitat for cougars, oh, okay. Wow, I saw a cougar. That's what you're supposed to do. That's why you're there, to witness the wildlife and enjoy the natural settings and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or even if you just live in an area where things are present and you want to walk around your development, sometimes you have to carry a mace because you might live where bears live as well.
Right. Yep. Okay, some things happening around the world of import. This week, off and on, we've been talking about what's going on in Iran because of the death of that 22-year-old woman who died in police custody. Remember, she was charged with wearing a headscarf improperly. Man, what a bunch of beauties over there, right? So anyway, her name was, now that I'm trying to think of her name. Amini, that's right. Yeah, okay. So it turns out that the Iranians were the meanies, not her. Get it? The latest protest comes from the Iranian soccer team, which has now covered up the national emblem as they've been playing games against other teams. They are ashamed, so they say, of the country. So they're covering the national anthem. This is a pretty bold step to take.
They're basically putting their lives in danger by doing this. Because whenever the national anthem plays, they have the emblem completely covered. It's just these black like windbreaker jackets that they have on.
Yeah. The president of Iran keeps saying that the circumstances of Ms. Amini's death will be steadfastly investigated. We all know that's a crock of S. Apparently, people in the police department have said she died of a heart attack. Yeah, lots of 22-year-olds die of heart attacks. We're all
and
buying
that.
For
some
that.
Reason, have all of these violent wounds on them.
Yeah,
because a heart attack totally does that.
So the lack of respect for Iran, which is appropriate for the government, the Iranians themselves, it's a very interesting conundrum. Because the country is it's not progressive, but it's smart. They have good education, they have good hospitals, they have good infrastructure, and yet the leaders are these political, not even right-wingers, these Neanderthals, who think that religion, their religion, you know, it's once again the interpretation of the Quran, and the people who are in that ilk who think, okay, everybody doesn't do what we tell you to do, they're our enemy. We should kill them. And that's exactly what they did. That's what these people did. They killed this woman because she wasn't doing what the Ayatollah says is supposed to be done. So maybe somebody should turn around, right? Fair play, turnabout's fair play. Somebody should take a shot at the Ayatollah. And they do well. Yeah, all of this stuff that happens, the Shah of Iran was our friend. And in the 70s, Jimmy Carter was responsible for basically what Iran, God love Jimmy Carter, wonderful human being, naive as the day is long, created more circumstances which caused his own demise because he was trying to be good. So he thought the Shah of Iran was taking advantage of his people, which, frankly, he was. The Shah was really the family had all the money and the power and that sort of thing. But people weren't suffering in Iran. They just, they didn't have it as good as Jimmy Carter thought they ought to. So Jimmy Carter somehow or other quietly figures out how to get us other the work with the people in the country to overthrow the Shah and bring in the Ayatollah. You can see what a great step forward that was. And so, but it's been that way going downhill. But yet the people have lots of starch. I know a lot of Iranians. They're great workers, great business people, and they love coming to America and not going back to Iran. You know, I had a friend who ran in Los Angeles. She had one of those chambers, the oxygen chambers, of hyperbaric chamber companies.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and she had a nursing background. Her father was the president of a hospital, and they, back and forth, you come back and forth pretty easily, but she came over here and she just stayed. Fascinating story with the family. Anyway, so the Iranians are very upset, and they ought to be, and so let's see if maybe that can end up in the, with the end of the year, with the end of the Ayatollah. All right, moving around a little bit into Lebanon this week. The banks are shut down because there have been a lot of holdups. They're being, actually, announcement made today, they're closed indefinitely because of the risks to employees and customers. Wow.
And here's the thing. These people are not trying to get money that does not belong to them. They are trying to get their own money. They're only trying to empty their savings accounts.
Mm-hmm. Well, the country's in disarray, and the government is kind of, let's say, in a quandary or in a crunch. And so the banks have been closed because they don't want people. This is what happens when a government. Look at what happened. Even our government didn't really fail. But in 1929, when things started getting rough, everybody went to the bank and wanted to clear out. That happened in 2009 and 2010. Before we went into the Great Recession, it was everybody for himself, right? Everyone, let's go take people getting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, whatever they had in the bank, bring it home until things get better. So apparently over in Lebanon, today there were five banks that were held up. So, anyway, getting the money back is, that's your money. You should be able to get at it, right? So it gets used as a weapon in these circumstances. Yeah, something like that. The famous house from Stranger Things has a new owner. Going to bring in new tenants. It's about to become a cash cow. The buyer's house where Winona Ryder, do you call her Winona or a Winona? How do we...
Winona for Ryder. Her, I say Winona.
Winona, right, anyway.
And then Judd is Winona.
Right. So she and her sons lived in this house, right? Or they had a lot of scenes in the house.
Yeah, this was the house that her character and children, the buyer's house. And this was where I think it was all of pretty much season one, I think some of season two. Mm-hmm. And the people who own it are selling it, and whoever bought it, the deal should close in the next couple of weeks. They are turning it into an Airbnb that is fully Stranger Things themed. Mm-hmm. So they are going to...
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah, re-emulate this. And Stranger Things, people love this show. They love this series.
You do.
I do. I'm the last season that they just had, I'm behind. I haven't seen it yet, but it's really great. It's not your cup of tea, Doug.
Nope.
But it's wonderful.
Not my cup of tea. That doesn't mean it's bad. Okay, coming up in a moment, people in the news. It's 45 past the hour on Good Day.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Okay, a couple of queens in the news. No, not those kind of queens. This is the story of the passing of Queen Elizabeth. Cause of death is old age. Did anybody not figure that out? We had to have somebody study the Queen?
It's been a whole news story over it.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the Queen's dead. Long live the Queen. The Queen of Denmark has stripped her grandchildren of their royal titles. Queen Margaret II decided to strip the grandchildren of their prince and princess titles, as well as his and her highness titles. The children from her second son will be now known instead as His Excellency Count of whatever, however you pronounce that. Anyway, okay. So what's the story? What happened?
It's actually really sweet when you read what her reasoning is, because they are further down in line, to the throne.
Right.
And she feels like if they don't have their prince, princess, his or her royal highness titles, they have better opportunities than
better life. Chance. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's so many rules that follow the prince and princesses and the his or her royal highness titles.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many rules. There's a lot of limitations, actually, and this removes those limitations.
Who knew there was a Queen of Denmark? That may be more pithy. It's really Queen of Denmark. Yeah, okay. Happy birthday to all those who are enjoying the day today. It's 10 before the hour. This is Good Day.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering. sitting next to us. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
After the hour now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on farm, food, and family. Today we celebrate Extra Virgin Olive Day. Wow, who knew there was a special day for olive oil? Anyway, it ought to be because it's a superfood. Truth is, it was discovered a long time ago, not just recently, although recently it's been revived. Its focus, or the focus on it, has been as something, especially if it's extra virgin, although a lot of olive oils around. Legend has it that when the city of Athens was founded, the goddess Athena created the olive tree so they'd choose her as their patron.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, better than Poseidon.
They believed it was sent by the gods.
Right. Ancient Greeks believed that the trees were godly because they produce a delicious bounty of fruit. They are olives, after all. Fruits. In Greece, the gods there were thanked by the Greeks for their olive cultivation. The god of olive growth, called Aristaus, praised for protecting the olive groves. And in Judaism, olives are also considered to be important. The Mount of Olives, etc., 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 believed to be one of the 7 fruits that Israel was blessed to have. In fact, there's a mitzvah for bringing olives as well as other fruits to the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Isn't Yom Kippur, what's today? Yom Kippur was Monday, this is Rosh Hashanah.
Is it Rosh Hashanah?
It's today, I think it is, yeah. More appropriate even, so there's that focus. All right, the recall of the day. We seem to be running into wonderful times here with recalls. So this is about 43 tons of meat. Stand by to see if you fit into the category of people buying stuff that perhaps maybe has to go back. Yep, that after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. All right, here's a meat processing company, Behrmann, recalling 87,000 pounds, that's 43 tons of meat, bacon, sausage, pork. The Department of Agriculture and Food Safety people say that it could be contaminated with Listeria. Well, pretty much everything that's
everywhere packed. Anymore.
Well, it is because they do a crap job of not only producing this stuff, but wrapping it up. They don't really clean it. So this stuff it's vital that all of these things be really clean when you wrap them up. Because when you ship them, if there's bugs in there, they're just going to grow. And you're not going to see them. You're not going to taste them. When you eat them, you're going to know you ate them, though, and you'll be sorry. So any Behrmann meat that you have sold in pretty much every food store in the country, bring them back. Get your money back. That's always what I say. Do not throw them away. That's what they want you to do so they don't have to lose any money. They need to be paying for their mistake. So bring it back. Costco has committed to hot dog and soda combo price, $1.50. It's a big deal, right, on their food court?
Yeah. They've made a promise that they will never increase that rate, never increase that price.
Never.
Ever. Wow. Ever.
You wonder what else they're going to increase the price on, though, to make up for $1.50 price tag on hot dogs and soda. I wonder what's the quality? Have you had one of these Costco hot dogs?
I have not. I don't eat hot dogs. I used to like hot dogs, but yeah. Nope.
Yeah. I can't imagine. Well, the Kirkland brand is on everything in there, including, I'm sure, their hot dogs. To get me to eat a hot dog, especially with the stuff that you hear about them lately. So anyway, but if you like it at Costco, you got it. $1.50 for the soda and hot dog combo. So go there and enjoy that and spend $400 for stuff you didn't need. They like that too. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.